2018, April 28th. So I'm sitting at Pearly's Farmhouse Cafe in West Cornwall, Connecticut, and I'm waiting for my pulled chicken barbecue pizza with caramelized onions and roasted corn. I'm drinking a blessed cup of coffee after my drive down from Boston. The trip wasn't bad, though it was a little slow on Route 44 through Hartford. There's lots of tall buildings downtown. Hartford is home to a lot of insurance companies. There was a disagreement between my GPSs on the best route. I'm running two of them, my car and my phone, for just this reason. Also, I'm an old school kind of guy, so I had previously consulted my trusty AAA maps, and I knew that Route 44 was what I wanted. The car won this time. Pretty rapidly, I was passing through a shop-worn, predominantly black area with a smattering of taquerias, which gave way eventually to a series of suburban mini-malls. As soon as I entered West Hartford, things changed. Attractive houses on wooded, nicely landscaped yards. Clearly, this is the high-end place to live near Hartford. After a while, I turned onto Route 202, and I was immediately in scenic western Connecticut. Winding roads swept up and down between sharp hills. Rocky streams beside them began as little rills and then grew to active brooks part of the way down and finally became substantial creeks. Eventually, they all flow into the Housatonic River, which was in full flood after a series of heavy rains. To get to Pearly's, I crossed the river on a sturdy one-lane bridge. My Airbnb is cozy and comfortable, and when I return after dinner, I am planning to go through the containers and boxes that I tossed into the car in my last-minute effort to actually get on the road. I had told Chris that I was aiming for 9, but I knew that that was probably at least 10. Eventually, it turned out to be closer to 2. But that didn't really surprise me. It was one reason why I had planned a shorter day's first drive, ending with a bed and a shower, rather than a tent and a campfire. Time enough for that later on. Ah, here's my pizza. It looks yummy.